as an independent person, no executive freedom from British requires. Going around doing projects, no one has ever come to me to come and spoke. With the good ideas that we have, decided with my team, let's join the rubber that is unstoppable, the party that has got a vision for this country. Work for this country. And some people were saying the dollar will never come to this country. Our children, for over 2.5 million children who go back to school, this issue of just criticizing on anything and everything is not taking this country anywhere. Let's also not give room to people who want to come back for vengeance. Don't have time for vengeance, but development.
Meanwhile, UPND National Chairperson Collins Maoma has welcomed Mr. Sipalo and his delegation, describing him as an asset to the party.
Let's make sure that we receive our commit, because in UPND, there's no one who says, we shall not join When you are in UPND, you come today. You are going to be treated the same. Chairman, let's do this before. You can put in the segregation. That will not agree. They have come today. They are all UPND. Please, Constituent Chairman of that. You are directed by Constituent Chairman, by Wadi Chairman, by Branch Chairman. Please, I'm set down on you. Very important.
Two bodies have been retrieved from the Bonamkubwa derailment site in Dola following a runaway shunt train accident involving locomotive 4346 and 11 coal loaded wagons. Zambia Railways Limited Public Relations Manager Sondo Nonga said the accident occurred on May 15, 2026 between Bonamkubwa and Ndola Railway Station near Itao Bridge after the train experienced a runaway movement before derailing. Mrs. Nonga said search and recovery operations have been ongoing since the incident with support from the District Commissioner's Office, the Fire Brigade, the Zambia Police and other partner agencies. She said the company has also deployed additional lifting equipment, including a Zambia National Service excavator, to assist in the recovery efforts.
Search and recovery operations have been ongoing since the incident with support from the District Commissioner's Office, the Fire Brigade, Zambia Police and other partner agencies. ZRL also deployed additional lifting equipment, including a ZMS excavator, to assist in the recovery efforts. The recovered bodies have since been handed over to the relevant authorities for identification and further processes in line with the established procedures.
Government has announced that it is considering annexing Paul Muchindo into Kapasa Makasa University in Kinsali, Mutsinga Province. Ministry of Education, Permanent Secretary for Education Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, has revealed the proposal during a meeting with university management and student union leaders at Kapasa Makasa University. He said all government institutions and stakeholders will be consulted before a final decision is reached.
We have stressed very often that Komushindo, for example, I spoke about Komushindo, which is just about 10 kilometers away from me. That should be part of this institution. So, honestly, these two, I think we go a long way in helping resolve some of these challenges that the institution is having. So, I'll be taking this higher level to see how best we can annex the Komushindo University and
Meanwhile, Kapasa Makasa University Vice Chancellor Professor Jacob Nitwa has assured the Permanent Secretary that management continues to make strides in fulfilling the university's core mandate of teaching and research.
This issue, we have presented you a lot of clear challenges. The opportunity to strengthen new education, expand access to higher learning, and invest in Zambia's future with continued government support and leadership. We are confident that Kapasa Makasa University can grow into a modern institution inclusive and supporting transformative education. And also apologize to government at the recent act that happened last week, that this as a new government are not here to fight the government, but to work and collaborate with them.
as Zambia joins the rest of the world in commemorating World Hypertension Day tomorrow. Levi Manawasa, teaching hospital, says hypertension remains one of the leading causes of serious health complications. Speaking during a media briefing, hospital senior resident medical officer Dr. Christabel Namukonde said the condition contributes to strokes, heart failure, heart attacks and other life-threatening illnesses affecting communities worldwide. She has explained that during screening exercises, between 40 and 50 individuals are often diagnosed with elevated blood pressure despite showing no symptoms. Dr. Namukonde said this year's commemoration themed Controlling Hypertension Together aims to encourage members of the public to take proactive steps in monitoring their health.
This is a very important condition which is causing a number of morbidities as well. Also, this is one of the causes of stroke, of heart failure, heart attack, and a number of complications that you can mention. This is very important for us to commemorate because it is also called a silent killer. Why is it called a silent killer? Because a person can live with this condition, which is hypertension, without them knowing that they're hypertensive. And meanwhile, there's ongoing organ failure or ongoing organ damage.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Southern Africa Truck Drivers Association has commended the Democratic Republic of Congo government for suspending operations at Kanyanka in a move aimed at improving traffic flow along the Kasumbalesa-Lubumbashi corridor. Association President Eugene Ndlovu said congestion along the route has been a major challenge since the introduction of a mandatory scanner at Kanyanka, located between Kasumbalesa border and Lubumbashi in the DRC. He said the congestion has negatively affected truck drivers, with many forced to spend nights on the road due to delays caused by the scanning process. Truck drivers destined for Zambia in the DRC were recently stranded between Kanyanka and Lubumbashi following the breakdown of a clearance scanner.
As an association, we are very happy that the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo decided to suspend operation at Kanyaka to allow a smooth flow of traffic. We hope to see a more organized approach towards the implementation of the same, so much that traffic is allowed to flow smoothly and drivers are not subjected to conditions where they will have to spend nights in the middle of the bush in the long queues where there are no toilets.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Three people were killed overnight in a large-scale Ukrainian drone attack on the Moscow region, Russian officials have said. Regional governor Andrei Vorobyev said a woman died in a house in Kyivka, north of the capital, where a person was trapped in the rubble. A man and a woman were killed in the village of Pogorelki. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Zelensky says Ukraine's massive overnight drone attack on 14 regions across Russia was entirely justified. At least four people were killed. Health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they have confirmed a case of Ebola in the city of Goma as countries in the region try to contain an outbreak. So far, there have been around 80 reported deaths. South Korea's prime minister has warned that the government could use emergency powers to block a planned strike at Samsung Electronics, which is due to start on Thursday. Kim Min-suk urged South Korea's biggest company and union members to reach a compromise in pay. Samsung's largest union is threatened to take industrial action unless it agrees to set aside 15% of its profits for bonuses. The United Arab Emirates says investigations are underway to determine the source of a drone attack that hit the site of a nuclear power plant, causing a fire. This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
The Football Association of Zambia says all outstanding matters